sure you heard some version of what David said.
No, I didn't. I just came out at the end.
But I mean, when he told you what the doctor said a couple of days ago, was that one of the harder things that you've had to do as a coach to hear that?
It always is. When you have one of your players, and however it comes to the end, it's not very pleasant. The only thing is that, again, to repeat myself, we had to brace ourselves with the second injury because, whether or not it was good news or bad news, it was right in front of us, and we knew it was going to have to be dealt with. So it was very disappointing. I was upset. I was disappointed. David made me feel better. It's like I told you the other day.
What do you try and tell players? The unfortunate reality is you've been through those kind of conversations before, and it's not the first one. What do you try and
tell? Well, David beat me to the punch. God has another plan for me. That's exactly what he said. And life's full of challenges, and all I do is try to tell them that they prepare yourself for the next challenge, and the next adventure is what it really is. And I think he's already started thinking about that, which is great.
Do you know how long Peyton Hillis will be out?
I don't. Looks like it'll be a little while.
Is it an ankle sprain?
It's an ankle, foot kind of thing.
Do you have enough there at running back now? I mean, you just lost David, now you lost Peyton for a little bit.
Let's hope we don't lose another one today, because that's the way this game goes. If you have one down at one position, that position gets it again. So let's hope we can practice today and not have that issue. But, we do have. Again, repeating myself, the fullbacks can play running back too.
Looked like Jeff Schwartz had
he's got a sore knee, and so he got started yesterday, and then they had to come out. So
will he practice today?
No. Tom,
it looked like Beckham was able to do more running yesterday.
Sounds like he's getting close. They have him doing a lot of things, and they're going to push him a little bit more today, and then they're going to get a quarterback to throw to him and see how that goes too. So he's getting closer. I wish Trindon Holiday was in the same boat. It doesn't seem like he's quite as far along.
With Peyton Hillis, is it just a sprain, or is it something more severe?
It's a sprain, as far as I'm concerned. There's some language behind it, but I think it's a sprain, but the degree to which it has to be, it takes to get him back out there, there's some, speculation on that. You'd hope it's as fast as possible, but I don't know that that's the case.
Any thought at all of bringing another creative running back in just to be sure?
I just said both fullbacks can play running back, so if we have to do that, we'll do it.
Okay.
Right now, it's probably not our thought, but if this thing goes on and on with Hillis, then we would have to do something.
Is this also kind of a nudge for guys like Kendall and Michael with the kind of at the back end of the depth chart to step up? And
opportunity presents itself many different ways.
What else? Anything else?
What is Thurman? How does he look? And what does he mean to have a guy who has won the title the year before come in?
Well, he's come right in and jumped in there and played at pretty much every snap, either at the nickel or corner position. So, we've got some guys around here that have won too, and he's another one, and that's a good thing.
How does Truman McBride look?
He intercepts a ball and runs 80 yards every day, and they tell me he can't play. I'm looking at them like, who's got the two heads here? Jeez, every day he takes one and goes 80. It looks pretty good to me.
Is he going to play on Saturday?
No, that's why I say that. Right now they're saying that he's got one more to go.
Do you think the position of linebacker itself has now become specialized as well as down and distance? Or do you try to have your linebacker be every down linebacker?
Well, it's been that way for quite some time. You'd like it if they could play all three, but some guys are better adept at first and second down, stop the run, and other people come in and play in the pass down. So you've just got to have versatility in terms of your roster. So if you've got some people that can play one and not the other, you better have somebody that can go in there and play.
Can you talk about Mathias Kiwanuka and the job he's done for that vacant spot, Justin?
Well, he's practiced well. you know, and he's been in here, and yesterday he practiced very well. So, you know, we've always counted on him, and we'll continue to do that. But he's done everything we've asked him to do, and then some. So I hope he keeps going.
I'm guessing you had to like him staying after with Cooper yesterday and just kind of help him out with special teams and stuff.
These guys are good at that. All of our guys are real good at helping the young guys. They do an excellent job with that.
Tom, do you give your linebackers a role, every down type linebackers?
No, not necessarily.
Tom, how did you like working with the tablets on the sidelines?
It seemed to be okay. There's some reservations that they provide you with even before you start out, things that have to do with the sun and that type of thing. But we didn't have any issues in that first one.